Texte numéro 95. US drone strikes could be classed as war crimes, says Amnesty International. US officials responsible for the secret CIA drone campaign against suspected terrorists in Pakistan may have committed war crimes and should stand trial, a report by a leading human rights group warns. Amnesty International has highlighted the case of a grandmother who was killed while she was picking vegetables, and other incidents which could have broken international laws designed to protect civilians. The report is issued in conjunction with an investigation by Human Rights Watch detailing missile attacks in Yemen, which the group believes could contravene the laws of armed conflict, international human rights law, and Barack Obama's own guidelines on drones. Amnesty mounted a major effort to investigate 9 of the many attacks to have struck the region over the last 18 months, including one that killed 18 labourers in North Waziristan as they waited to eat dinner in an area of heavy Taliban influence in July 2012. All those interviewed by Amnesty strongly denied any of the men had been involved in militancy. Amnesty International has serious concerns that this attack violated the prohibition of the arbitrary deprivation of life and may constitute war crimes or extrajudicial executions, the report said. It called for those responsible to stand trial. The US has repeatedly claimed very few civilians have been killed by drones. It argues its campaign is conducted consistent with all applicable domestic and international law. If the case of the grandmother is true, it is a striking failure of a technology much vaunted for its accuracy. It is claimed the remote-controlled planes are able to observe their targets for hours or even days to verify them, and that the explosive force of the missiles is designed to limit collateral damage. Amnesty said it accepts some US drone strikes may not violate the law, but it is impossible to reach any firm assessment without a full disclosure of the facts surrounding individual attacks and their legal basis. The USA appears to be exploiting the lawless and remote nature of the region to evade accountability for its violations, it said. The legal arguments over drones are extremely complex, with much controversy focusing on whether or not the places where they are used amount to war zones. Amnesty said some of the strikes in Pakistan might be covered by that claim, but rejected a global war doctrine that allows the US to attack Al-Qaeda anywhere in the world. To accept such a policy would be to endorse state practices that fundamentally undermine crucial human rights protections that have been painstakingly developed over more than a century of international lawmaking, the report said. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2013.